Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and United Communications continues to expand, building on its 3,600 root miles of fiber. They provide 99.99% reliable service to Rutherford and surrounding counties. Learn more at mte.com/internet. United Communications, fast, local, fiber. It is time to catch up with our friends from the Center for the Arts. And Carrie Bowe is here, Director of Theater and Operations. And you've become a regular now, it seems.
Yes, very much so. It's nice to be back.
Yeah, good to have you.
Of course, thank you.
I've got a lot to talk about, as always. And, you know, you've got a great staff who also kind of give us some bullet points of things to use. And it's, you know, like a page and a half. There's so much going on.
always.
So, but you also have brought with you today Emily Summers. And tell us a little bit about Emily.
So Emily is going to be playing Carole King in our upcoming production of Beautiful, Carole King musical. She's incredibly talented. And I'm glad that we have her here to share with you guys today.
Absolutely. So, Emily, thanks. Good to have you here.
Thank you so much. Yeah, and thanks for that sweet comment, Carrie. I'm super excited.
Yeah, you've got a little bit before that starts, but it's just around the corner, I'm sure.
Just around the corner.
Are you working toward, I mean, where are you at in the process of rehearsals and things like that?
Yeah, for the last 2 weeks, we've been focusing only on music. So we've got all the music learned. We did a full sing through yesterday. It sounded great. And tomorrow or tonight, we go into blocking the show.
So, oh, wow. Yeah. It's already that time, huh?
It's that time.
So, and I guess the week before is like dress rehearsals and it's
the
full show,
tech
right?
Week. Tech it's where week. We go through all of the lights and sound and make sure everything is technically working.
Is it, is there a week that's maybe more super stressful than others?
Tech week,
that's what I thought.
Yeah, especially because you go right into the opening weekend of performances right after a full week of running the show over and over again. So it's always very tiring, but it's great.
So it's like, 3 weeks of shows, right? Mm-hmm. So, and then the week before is the really stressful week. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've been working on this for how long? A couple of months at least?
We got cast late August. So I've been working on the songs myself for about the last month and a half now.
I would expect Carole King to be doing that, you know, that's who you're playing there. So it's kind of a critical part. So don't want to leapfrog Pippin. And I guess this is the last weekend of that coming up, Carrie, right?
It is. Yes. This is closing weekend of Pippin. We still have tickets available. Not many, but there are some. So that one the show is fantastic. The cast is amazing. They very much function as a unit, which doesn't always happen.
Yeah.
The show is absolutely wonderful. So
always good to get out. And if there are tickets this late with one more week to go, you know that they'll be gone before the show's Friday, Saturday,
exactly.
Sunday.
Exactly. Exactly.
So you better jump on that today if you want to. And after Beautiful, you've got, I'm sure we've got a Christmas something coming up, right?
Yeah, we've got White Christmas over at Tucker Theater, and we've You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown here at the Center.
Now, is White Christmas like a yearly thing now?
It is. Okay. So White Christmas we are doing annually. It's part of our community series. It'll be over at MTSU at the Tucker Theater stage every year. I have the pleasure of working backstage on that one this time. So it's a really solid cast. We started rehearsals last week with them. So I'm very excited.
So you're having to get into the Christmas spirit early, I guess.
Yes, which is odd because I am not a Christmas person.
Well, I guess you will be this year, right?
Exactly. Yes.
How different is it to be at Tucker Theater? Because, I mean, if you're backstage, everything's kind of new and different over there, I guess.
It's completely different. They have wing space, which we don't have over at the Center. I mean, you could fit four of our stages just on theirs. It's a completely different feel and flow. And nothing will top our stage for me. It's small and it's quaint and it's intimate, and very almost true to a black box without being a black box, and I love that. But also just kind of the exhilaration of being on that huge stage, knowing there's 800 seats out there. And from a tech standpoint, it's exciting because there's three times as many lights, and we've got more microphones and speakers than we normally have. And from a performer's point of view, there's a very big difference between performing on a stage for 126 people and performing on a stage for 800 people.
I bet.
So,
well, you know, that I like the fact that it's an annual thing now at Christmas. So, you know, you can plan on making that maybe a family tradition or something like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we'll be performing at the tree lighting again on December 6th. So the White Christmas Cast will be out there. And it'll be a good time.
Yeah. So make sure to pop on and get tickets. I mean, there are enough shows left that you could get like that partial pass or whatever.
So we actually have right now, we have, and it's something we haven't had the earlier this year, we have a Flex 4, which is four tickets to any of the four remaining shows in the 2024 season, and $75 for four tickets. So you could get four tickets for White Christmas. You could get one ticket to each of the last four shows. You can use it any combination you want. The only catch is that it's only good for the last four shows of 2024.
Yeah. Well, go to boroughearts.org to find out more about that. So Pippin, again, the final weekend coming up. Now to Beautiful, the Carole King musical, and Emily Summers is joining us along with Carrie Bowe, and Emily is playing Carole King. How excited are you to be having the opportunity to play Carole King?
I'm thrilled. I mean, it's so exciting, but it's also a little daunting. I mean, I have very big shoes to fill. So I'm trying to stay true to her and honor her in my performance, but also, you know, honor my own take on her and stay true to myself and my performing style as well.
Sure. So, I mean, you were actually Carole King of Beautiful, the Carole King musical. So, I mean, that's a huge part in that. What do you like about this particular production? What drew you to do this?
Well, Jeff Ellis is directing. He's very well known in the Nashville theater scene, a very well known theater critic. And I'm excited to get a chance to work with him. This is his last show ever. He just announced that he is retiring from theater entirely, which is big news for the Nashville community and Murfreesboro. So I'm excited to work with him. I've never worked with anyone in this cast before, so getting to meet a lot of new people has been really great.
Yeah, I bet so. You have brought a selection from Beautiful, the Carole King musical, that you want to perform for us today, so I'll let you set that up and we'll go into it.
Yes, I will be singing It's Too Late.
It's Too Late.
Well,
that's
familiar
a hit.
With it.
Yeah, I guess it is. So here we go with Emily Summers playing Carole King in the upcoming Beautiful, the Carole King musical.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stopped trying. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something inside has died and I can't hide. Just can't fake it. Oh no, no. Used to be so easy living here with you. You were light and breezy and I knew just what to do. Now you look so unhappy and I feel like a fool. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something inside has died and I can't hide. And I just can't fake it. Oh no, no. Thank you. There'll be good times again for me and you, but we just can't stay together, don't you feel it too? Still I'm glad for what we had and how I once loved you. But it's too late, baby, now it's too late, though we really did try to make it. Something inside has died and I can't hide and I just can't fake it. It's too
nicely done. Emily Summers, who is playing Carole King in Beautiful, the Carole King musical. How hard is that to do at 10:45 in the morning?
Well, I live in Nashville, so I am a good 40 minutes away without traffic, and I spent the whole time warming up, so not too bad.
Well, what is the warm-up routine for you? How does that go?
Sometimes I'll just sing through an easy song that I like. Sometimes I pull up Spotify and I put in vocal warm-up, and the first thing that pops up is some vocal studio, and they've got warm-ups, and I'll just do that. That's what cool. I did this morning.
Yeah, very good. So I hope you will get out to see the musical. Kind of give us a little background. I'm sure that the focus is your character, Carole King, but what else is going on around that story?
Oh, gosh. It's Carole King's rise to fame. So it's about her early life as a 16-year-old aspiring singer-songwriter aspiring songwriter, I should say. She did not originally aspire to be a singer, but she's 16. She's trying to sell her first song, and it follows her journey through her life and relationships and her early family, and then eventually deciding to record her own album, Tapestry, which is the soundtrack to many of our lives.
That's cool. Yeah. Very cool. So if you're a Carole King fan, if you're just a fan of music, and it kind of is almost like a biographical musical, isn't it? You know?
Yeah.
So hope you'll get out to see that. Tickets at borougharts.org, November 8th through the 24th. So it'll be a good holiday thing you can do. Thanksgiving holiday coming up during that time. And Carrie, we mentioned the rest of the 2024 season, but before our time gets away, I know between your last appearance and this one, the brand new 2025 schedule is out. So
it is.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So our 2025 main stage season was announced back in the end of August. It consists of 10 shows. We've got All Shook Up in January, which is actually auditioning right now. So we have auditions tonight, if you're interested, borougharts.org. And Moon Over Buffalo by Ken Ludwig is February. And we've got Seussical the Musical in March. And then we have a little bit of a break, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella in May. And then in July, we've got two shows. We've got Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which will be on the MTSU Tucker Theater stage, and Freaky Friday over at the center. I have the pleasure of getting to direct Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, so I'm excited about that.
Oh, fun.
And then we've got James and the Giant Peach, Damn Yankees, West Side Story, and The Lightning Thief to round out the end of the year.
Wow. That's a big schedule.
It is a big season. Yes.
All Shook Up. I mean, you start out with
right out the box, right out the gate with a jukebox musical, all Elvis music. I'm actually super excited to see that one myself.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've heard good things about it.
It's fun. It's just fun.
Yeah.
It's a little silly, but it is. It's just all Elvis music. It's just a good time. Mm-hmm. So,
and you have really cool things for kids, too, you know,
exactly.
within that. So
yeah, we've got
kind of a family affair.
Exactly. In addition to our season subscription, which gets you one ticket to each of our 10 shows, we've got this year we've added a family series subscription. And that's one ticket to each of the five shows in the family series. And that's Seussical, Cinderella, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, James and the Giant Peach, and the Lightning Thief. So you've got a couple different options for season subscriptions this year.
Well, our time has gotten away this morning, but spring classes getting underway for the youth. So I guess
fall classes have started. Spring registration is going to come out soon. Looking at my cheat sheet.
Vocal Academy, too, right?
And the Vocal Academy is actually now offering daytime classes as well as homeschool classes, which is something that's new this fall.
Yeah. So check all of that out. Carol? Not Carol. Emily?
I will respond to that for the next 2 months.
I bet you will. Emily Summers joining us today. Good luck.
Thank you.
Everything coming up with Beautiful, November 8th through the 24th. Carrie, thanks for stopping in, too.
Thanks for having us.
Our friends from the Center for the Arts today. And if you missed part of the program, you can check the podcast. It'll be up shortly at WGNSradio.com and the video on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch as well. Have a good one. We'll see you back here next time.